Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending September the 3rd, 2023. I think I say this every month, but I can't believe it's already September. That's crazy. We're basically going into autumn now, aren't we? I've had a busy week. Anyway, I have been working on Guild of Assassins. That's been my priority. So I've got three chapters written for that. Two out of those three in a state that is good for publishing on Substack. Third one is in a first draft state, so I need to work on that next week. Really pleased with how the story is going. I'm basically now at a point in the story where I am at the midpoint, so things have just ramped up. I've added a bit of a twist, so that is fun and exciting. I'm sure you'd agree. I mentioned this before about my wife being, she's a professional editor, so I have to work around her schedule. And luckily for me, she has moved one of her clients who wanted to move to January, who was booked in for November. So I've got that slot now. So this means I'm going to book for Guild of Assassins, basically. So I'm getting Guild of Assassins edited in November. So this means I just need to get that book finished. So that is going to be my priority over the next few weeks, getting that done, getting that finished. In terms of audiobooks, that was it. I found out that there's a text-to-speech program called 11 Labs, which you can produce audiobooks with. Now, I don't want to charge anyone for basically a robot voice thing, but as an accessibility thing, I'm actually intrigued by this. So what I've done is Blind Gambit, which is my novel about visual impairment, I've actually turned that into an audiobook, and I'm making it available free on YouTube. So if you go onto my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/c/JohnCronshawAuthor, you will see that I've got a few novellas and the Blind Gambit novel, complete novel, up there for free to listen to. Now, it is a text-to-speech reader. I mean, it's pretty good for what it is. But this is one of those books where, you know, it's my worst seller. I can't justify, paying for a narrator, several thousand pounds for a narrator to do this book. And even doing a royalty share, I would feel bad for a narrator putting in hours and hours of time to make an audiobook for it not to make much money. So putting it on YouTube, it's an accessibility thing. It means that people who are visually impaired, who the story is basically aimed at, can listen to the story, and it doesn't cost them anything. So I'm really pleased with that. As I say, for my rest of my novels, things like that, I will be using proper narrators. I will be continuing with that because I just think that there's, as good as the text-to-speech is, I just think there's something not quite there. And there won't be, it's understandable. But as I say, for accessibility, for someone who wants to hear the story for free, it's there and they can. So it's just an experiment. Just seeing how it goes, really. What I'm hoping is it will just get some more subscribers onto my YouTube channel. So, see how that goes. In terms of reading, I read a book called Going Mainstream, which is about how a lot of ideas on the extreme right have become kind of mainstream in politics and things like that. So that was pretty depressing. I'm sure you'll agree. It was interesting though. So I don't know. It talked about a lot about people who were just against vaccinations and things about just the kind of use of Russian propaganda and things like that. So it's a big kind of, it's interesting that there's lots of these different things to do with like race, to do with LGBT rights and things like that, where they're all kind of connected. And it's like, these ideas are coming from highly funded billionaire groups and things like that, who are basically there just to make money for their oil companies or, to bolster their investments or whatever. So it's interesting, and recommend reading that if that is something that interests you. Next week then, my son goes back to school, So he's been off for the 6 weeks holiday. He goes back on Monday. So yeah, this basically means that it'll be quiet in the house again. So yeah, I'll just carry on with Guild of Assassins. That's my plan. Can't guarantee it, but I think it worked last week. So I've got to get all these ideas, because I only had one idea for a thriller this week, which is quite cool. I quite like it. I might end up doing it at some point, but thrillers aren't exactly my genre or in my wheelhouse. But you know, over the past few years, I've read quite a lot of books that are, I suppose, about ancient aliens and all that kind of nonsense, really. And it's just a little idea coming in my head about that stuff. You know, ancient civilizations and the Graham Hancock stuff. Don't buy it, but story fuel. And yeah, I just feel like there's something coming along in my head. So who knows? Watch this space. So until next time, cheerio.